Chapter 1. Alone in the Universe.
Captain's Log. August 20th, 1993. Day 1,400. I have not eaten or slept in almost 4 years. It is very cold, and there is no oxygen to breathe. But I continue to press on. My last contact with a human was before the Berlin Wall fell in November 1989. I am totally alone in outer space. No one sends me any news. No one calls to say hello. I have absolutely nobody to talk to. I am so very bored. Captain's Log, August 28th, 1993. Day 1,408. Finally, I had some excitement today. I took a close-up picture of a giant asteroid. The photo was the very first of its kind in the history of the world. Isn't that amazing? It's hard to photograph an asteroid because it moves so fast. Some of them can travel up to 100,000 miles per hour. Still, I managed to get one clean shot of it. Wow.
The lone photo taken of the asteroid Ida.
After I took the photo, I sent it by satellite down to Earth. My picture showed that the asteroid was over 35 miles long. It's so big that it actually has its own tiny moon spinning around it. The scientists safe on Earth got to name my asteroid, even though I'm the one who put myself at risk to get the photo. They named it Ida. Personally, I would have named it Gigantor Supreme, but I won't complain. I never complain. I just do what I'm told. Captain's Log, August 29th, 1993. Day 1,409. I'm still so bored. There is nothing to do. I don't have a book or even a deck of cards. There is no television. I still haven't eaten or slept, but I'm not hungry or tired. I continue to press on. All I do is press on. My next stop is Jupiter. The scientists are sending me on a suicide mission. I will throw myself into Jupiter's atmosphere. Once there, I will be crushed into millions of tiny bits. That's because I'll experience forces of gravity over 350 times stronger than those of Earth. Don't worry, I'm not scared. I will always do what I'm told. I will never get angry, frustrated, or worried, and I will never complain. What kind of creature can live without air, food, sleep, and companionship for years on end? What sort of thing would follow every order, never asking a single question, even when it is told to sacrifice itself? Although the captain's log you just read is made up, the events in it really did happen. An explorer was launched into space on October 18, 1989. The explorer really did snap pictures of an asteroid over 35 miles long. It didn't eat, it didn't sleep, and it never complained. And believe it or not, it really did hurl itself into Jupiter's super strong atmosphere. And then it exploded into millions of tiny bits. This brave explorer was a robot, or more specifically, a space probe. It was nicknamed Galileo. The name originally belonged to the famous Italian math whiz, astronomer, and telescope innovator, Galileo Galilei.